From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Hurricane Ike is bearing down on the Gulf Coast. The storm surge is already causing flooding along the Florida Panhandle, with Ike projected to hit the Texas coast hard early Saturday morning. A hurricane warning extends from Morgan City, Louisiana, all the way to Baffin Bay, Texas, just south of Corpus Christi. Many people are trying to get out of the storm's way. Hundreds of thousands have left the greater Houston area, and the mayor of Galveston, Lida Ann Thomas, ordered a mandatory evacuation earlier today. Lee Jones of the Galveston County Daily News joins us. And Lee, what are the signs that you're already seeing that Hurricane Ike is heading in your direction?
Well, the tides are exceptionally high right now. The surf is breaking over the rock groins that extend out from the seawall, which is pretty unusual, especially since it's right now cloudless skies and, you know, very warm, but it's also pushing stormwater up to the storm drain system, so low-lying streets are already starting to flood.
And this storm has been pretty erratic. I think it was supposed to head farther south. It took a jog to the north, and then came this mandatory evacuation order from the mayor there.
That's right. When we went to bed last night, we were told that it was just a voluntary request for people to leave, and the mayor was pretty adamant about not calling for a mandatory evacuation. She said it would be too late at this point. But this morning, the hurricane's track shifted again a little bit closer to us, and so the mayor changed her plans and called the evacuation at 9:30 this morning.
And are people heeding the warning? Are they taking off?
A lot of people are, but there's a lot of evidence that other people are staying. People were talking to out on the streets, and also I was in the grocery store earlier today, and lots of people were stocking up on supplies, and they didn't look like they were supplies for a road trip. It looked like they were supplies someone would want for staying put.
And why do you figure those people are staying put? What'd they tell you?
A lot of it has to do with the disaster that was the Hurricane Rita evacuation.
In 2005.
That's right. People sat on the highway for hours and hours, and you know, there were lots of health problems and that kind of thing just from the stress of being on the road, and then it all turned out to be unnecessary. And I don't think that's going to be the case here at all, but I think people just have that in the back of their mind, and they think nothing could be worse than what they experienced then.
People have been told to clear out their yards, get rid of things that might become projectiles during a strong storm. Are people doing that?
Yep, absolutely. We were out on the west end of the island, which is mostly beach homes, yesterday, and they were the ones that were called for a mandatory evacuation first, and people were lashing down furniture that they couldn't move off their decks, bringing in trash cans. People started boarding up their windows this morning after the evacuation call, and so things are starting to look more quiet. Downtown was completely deserted this afternoon. And it's kind of funny because we have a cruise ship in on its regular schedule. It leaves, came in this morning, and then it'll leave tonight. And it's just kind of odd to see nothing going on downtown, and yet there's the cruise ship right there getting ready to leave.
So that cruise ship has to get out right before the storm.
It does. I'm not sure what route it's going to take. The last storm, Gustav, caused the cruise lines to change their itineraries and actually delayed a ship. But this time it seems like they're going to be right on schedule. I mean, they definitely want to get out of port before it comes in anymore.
Lee Jones, thanks very much for talking with us.
No problem. Thank you.
Lee Jones is a city reporter with the Galveston County Daily News.